This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Prairie Moon Nursery, a native seed company. The average last official frost date for Zone 4 is May 15th. A couple of weeks later for Zone 3, while 5 and 6 is looking at around April 15th. But, as mentioned on Monday, that's changing. Still, it's best to plan for it. Warm season crops, such as tomatoes and peppers, like soil temperatures to be at least 60 degrees. Now's a good time to start seeding tomatoes and peppers indoors. These vegetables are some of the last to be planted in the garden. For Zone 4, typically you plant outdoors near the end of May. You can loosely figure about a week or so on either side of a climate zone. However, the best barometer is soil temperature. While tomatoes like 60, peppers actually prefer closer to 70 degrees. That doesn't mean you can't plant them at temps a bit below, it just means they won't do as much until they're warmed up. You can pick up a soil thermometer for about $5 to $7 at your local nursery. For seed starting, I prefer peat pods due to their ease of use. Place them in a shallow tray and use a heat mat to keep a nice steady temp of around 70 degrees. This aids in germination and disease control. Once the seeds sprout, give tomato and pepper plants 16 hours of light with a shop light. There's no need for fancy grow lights unless you have them. Keep the light about 4 to 6 inches from the top. Also, let a fan gently blow across the seedlings for an hour a day to strengthen their stems, or rough them up a bit once a day. I have more information on GardenBite.com. Based in Winona, Minnesota, Prairie Moon Nursery is celebrating 40 years of providing native seeds, seed mixes, and full flats of plants, free of neonics and dedicated to affordable native species for our area. Learn more and find what you need at PrairieMoon.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.